Where are you taking your 2 weeks summer vacation? Or are you one of those contractors that say, I can't take 2 weeks off from my business. Can't run without me. Well, on today's Roofer's Quick Tip, I'll show you how to never have to say, honey, maybe we'll take that vacation next year. Hey everybody, I'm Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and today I'm going to share a story from my 30 years of experience as a roofing contractor. These usually come from some screw-up that happened in my business, and how we came up with a solution that worked for us, and it may just work for you. Our motto here at Quick Tips is, only fools learn from their mistakes. The wise man learns from the mistakes of others. Fools learn from experience. I'm not sure where that puts me, but before I cut to the chase, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor and the team over at WebRunner Media. If you're a roofer or a replacement contractor looking to generate exclusive high-quality leads, you want to have a conversation with these guys. They're great. Mark and his team are laser-focused on providing contractors like you a predictable and scalable way of growing your business. Mark's been on the show a couple of times. You probably heard him, and he knows his stuff. And for a fraction of what you'd pay to run paid Google and Facebook advertising campaigns yourself, you don't want to try to do that. You'll get a team of experts working to help you get a solid return on every marketing dollar. You'll save time, make more money, and without all the headaches and growing pains. Find out more by heading over to webrunnermedia.com/roofershow. Book a call with Mark, and you can talk to him about it and what they can do for you about generating some high-quality leads. All right. Well, you just won a 2-week all-expense-paid family vacation to Hawaii. The only catch is you've got to leave this Saturday. But most contractors wouldn't be able to take it because they know that their business couldn't run without them. They never created the systems and processes necessary to build a company that didn't rely on just one or two people. They've got no written systems for all the critical operations where the steps for each position are clearly defined and responsibilities are assigned. And I know about this firsthand because I grew up in a small family roofing business. My father built a solid business, but he never delegated responsibilities to others. And he worried about things wouldn't get done unless he did it himself, so he was always chained to the business. He was always afraid to take off because he had a rake structure style of management where all the decisions were pulled in through him. He'd say he would retire soon now that I was in there really screwing things up. And I had no idea what I was doing. And he'd say, when I retire, I'm going to do all the things that I couldn't do when I was working my ass off. But he just wanted to get the hell out of there and retire. But it wasn't long before he had a heart attack, and just from the stress of doing everything himself. So he never got to do the things that he wanted to do. I'm not really sure what those were because he really didn't have much of a life outside of business. He was just working all the time. That runway just keeps getting shorter for all of us. So you better enjoy the ride. Enjoy what you do every day because there isn't that pot of gold out there at the end. When you're young, you have all the time in the world, but you don't have any money. Then when you have the money, you don't have the time because you're working all the time. Then you have the money and the time, but then you don't have the health. So I wanted to do it differently. I wanted to build a business that didn't rely on me being there all the time. So I finally got serious and hired a business coach, and that changed everything. By the way, I don't want to sound like a jerk about my father. I mean, he was a great man, but it's just no way to run a business. And those good old days that he talked about, I don't think there's such good old days. You know, your memory fades and you become a legend in your own mind. Everything was great. But when I started off, I remember having the same problems that we bitch about these days, which is you can't find any good labor, any guys that take responsibility, the same old deal. So it's just kind of funny. Things aren't that much different. I actually think things are better now than they were back then. And I'm a legend in my own mind. So I wanted to do it differently. And this didn't happen overnight. I mean, it was a lot of work, but I knew that was the only way that I was going to get to where I wanted to go. But after we put the systems in and got the responsible people in place, I was able to travel the world and, you know, watch my three boys grow up at an age where I could still enjoy it. And I'm still doing what I want to do. I retired when I was 55 because I had a plan and a roadmap. And I always wanted to be a teacher, so now I have the pleasure of talking with all you fine people. And through this podcast and sharing my experience, mentoring and coaching roofing contractors, it's all good. Next week, I'm taking my two-week vacation. I'm going to the French Riviera, where I've gone every year for the last 20 years or so. And my kids are grown now, so they're not coming. So let's go through the steps to make this happen for you. And this is a section out of my ebook called The One-Page Business Plan. You can download it for free off my website at theroofershow.com. But let's get into it. And this is step one, which is always start at the end. Where do you want to end up? It's like a roadmap. But you need a plan. Plan to get you there. The shortest route, how long it's going to take you, how much gas you're going to need, how many days, on and on. So simple, right? Then why don't you do the same thing with your business instead of just wandering around hoping you're going to get there, or even if you know where you're going. But in our case, our end is the two-week vacation next summer. Why 2 weeks? It's a good amount of time to recharge and get your mind right. But more importantly, it's the process that we go through to get you there and the pride of accomplishment. And the only way you're going to make it to your true end, your last day in your business. And that's going to come. You can either have it your way and trade in the keys for a big fat check, or they can carry out in a box. Or like the majority of contractors, they just end up closing the doors and walking away. And they got nothing to show for it after all those years. But back to our vacation. Okay, let's write down the basics, where you want to go, and when, and most importantly, what it's going to look like when you're there. What's that view going to be like? All right, step two. Well, most contractors just hire the people. Then they move around and create positions for them. And that's backwards. What are the positions that you're going to need to get to your destination? And you need a written plan. Break it down into steps to get there. And you need deadlines for each of these steps. And who's going to be responsible? And who's going to be held accountable? If you're serious, get a coach and get some help or not. But we've got the three-legged stool that I talk about a lot. And you have to sell work, do work, and keep score. And all three legs, they've got to be balanced and they've got to be strong. But nothing happens until somebody sells something. What does that look like? Do you have a team of salesmen? You by yourself? But you're going to need to build a business. So you're going to need to have salespeople. How are they going to sell? Well, you got a sales manual and it's written. Every step, what they're responsible for, you've got the compensation, every little detail. You just got to get started and you can improve it as you go, but get something going and get it written down. Next, you've got to do work. And if you tell me you can never leave your roofers alone for 2 weeks, you got a problem. I can't find good people though. You might as well get out of the business now because you're never taking that vacation. So you need to have clear-cut responsibilities and good tracking systems to know what's going on out there all the time. You always have to be recruiting, you always have to be training, and you always have to be retaining. And you have to build responsible leaders that can make decisions and think ahead. And I'm assuming you had that great pre-job before you started, right? Everyone knows the budget. They have the right materials. The customer knows who to go to if there's a problem, and that should not be you. Use Company Cam to document your job progress. And if you don't use it, go back and listen to my interview with Luke. This keeps everybody on the same page, and you can just check it on your phone between your Mai Tais. And then next, you've got to keep score. And what does that front office look like? And are they delivering a first-class customer experience every time? And how do you know if they are or not? I say outsource it to one of my sponsors, which is Ruby Receptionists. They do a great job. It's hard to fill that position, so by outsourcing, you got it handled. One less worry for you. You can see all the calls that have come in. You're not going to miss any. And if there's something important, they'll text it to you. Only the important calls. And they can handle all this stuff for you. Push it to the person that's responsible while you're gone. And how about your back office? Are they getting the information from the field that they need, getting the time? So be sure you got a time tracker app like LaborSync. And Dean's been on the show before. You can listen to that. And who's doing your bookkeeping? Hopefully you're outsourcing it and you're not using one of these flaky services that you picked up off the internet. And are you getting your bills out quickly? And are you collecting the money? Hotels won't take your 90-day-old receivables for payment. The point is process. However you do it, have a written SOP or standard operating procedures, a manual for everything that's written down. Everybody understands what they're responsible for. Okay, step number three, and this is critical. You got to have the written process. You've got the right positions that you're going to need. You got the right people to fill those positions, and you got the process that you gotta have because you gotta know what happens in your company down to the gnat's ass. But none of this means squat if your employees ever think, whiff them. What's in it for me? Because it's your way or the highway? That's 2 weeks in Siberia, man. You're not going to Hawaii. So first you gotta have clarity. They need to clearly understand what their responsibilities are and how they're going to be held accountable. And too many employees don't really understand what these responsibilities are because you never really took the time to explain it to them. Then it seems like nobody cares anyway. Never shown any appreciation. So they ask, why am I busting my ass to pick up that nail? They need to understand why their job is important and how it fits into the big picture. And why they are important to it, why the customer is so important, because that means referrals. It means more work for you, more profit for the company. It's not a bad word, because that means more opportunity and more money for you. And give constant feedback. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. And show appreciation and respect for your guys, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to get away from your business. So if you like the old way you're doing things, then you'll never grow your business because it's a new world. In my business, I tell my team, hey, my goal is to travel. So you may say, oh, no, that sounds like the hell if I'm going to bust my ass so you can sit around on the beach. But again, it's what's in it for me. And you better have a good answer for that. Step number four. Manage your business from the beach. And it's 60 minutes every morning, but you've got to know your numbers to manage your business. And you only need to manage what's important. Your KPIs are key performance indicators. And after doing it a while, you'll know everything that's going on in your business and what tweaks that you're going to need to make. And step number five, get your mind right and come back rested. So let's review these takeaways real quick. Number one, start at the end. Number two, written processes, positions before people, standard operating procedures, hold your people accountable. Number three, having the right people in those positions. And with them, what's in it for me? They've got to understand that. And feedback. Feedback's breakfast champions. And be sure you're giving them the respect and appreciation that they deserve if they're going to take this responsibility. Number four, 60 minutes every day. Have the right KPIs. Just manage what's important. Get Ruby receptionists. Get company cam. Get a time tracker. And have good job costing so you can see what's going on every day. So that's it. Hopefully you got some good tips, some good takeaways from this. And hopefully you're listening to this on the beach somewhere on your 2-week vacation. But if you're not, set your goals, start at the end, and put the processes in place. You can do this. And it's the only way to grow your business, get out of this business alive, and enjoy the ride. I want to thank everybody for listening. Check out The Roofer Show. Comes out every Friday. And we'll see you next time.